producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas.
Discussing during the breaks, Rick Ross on the ground floor of the CIA crack cocaine epidemic. He wants to get into hip-hop and how it's a weapon. And, of course, a lot of insiders like Professor Griff and others have documented that. I've talked to famous people that I can't say their names, multiple major rock and roll stars who were in the meetings at MTV where they said, sorry, rock and roll's gone. We're bringing in the hip-hop, gangster rap, and we're weaponizing it. That's the word from the chiefs. And, boy, they've done a job. So that's coming up in the next segment. Getting back to Gary Webb, when you went to the premiere, hung out with Renner, who also helped finance it, did a great job. Knowing the story as good as I do, I was really freaked out because it was so accurate. Obviously, they couldn't show everything, but it was so accurate. They really, I think, captured his spirit. I really admire Renner now.
I do, too. And I met Renner at the screening, me, him, and Michael, and the director, and the head producer. We all took photos and whatnot, and it was just like almost like Gary was there. You know what I'm saying? Gary's wife was there. His kids were there. So for me, it was an opportunity to meet people that I had never met before, but I spoke on the phone. And to meet his wife and his kids and just the whole environment was like, man, everything that Gary was doing was still alive, you know, to know that he hadn't died.
I wonder how his so-called friends at the newspaper that turned their back on him, I wonder how they feel now being so famous in this film.
Wow, yeah. You know, I spoke to Jesse Katz about his role, you know, inside the film. And, you know, we have Get Jesse inside of our documentary where he apologizes for basically being a hired gun and gunning Gary down. He was saying that that's one of the lowest points that he felt in his journalism, that he did that.
Now, it was the editor of the L.A. Times that was CIA, though.
He hired Jesse.
No, I understand, but it actually comes out in the film. Because they're saying, well, the L.A. Times says this. And he goes, well, yeah, but he's CIA. And, of course, he was never discredited. That's why they had to kill him, because they tried to kill him in the media, but then that didn't work, so they just killed him.
Well, you know, the Internet saved the story. I mean, if it wasn't for the Internet, the story would have been dead, you know, from the start. But the thing about it was so good is that it was the first time a major newspaper had ever released a story on the Internet. So once it hit that Internet, you know, it just started going from person to person to person to person. And, you know, another thing, it was the first time that blacks had ever really came out on the Internet the way they did. They really came out and
Let's talk about that when we come back, and then we'll get into the hip-hop and your message to the young people. But we ought to find those clips like where Mike Rupert confronts the CIA director or Maxine Waters does. You can find it online, like Mike Rupert confronts CIA director or Maxine Waters does. And Deutsch just shuts down and then had to quit after that. I mean, people were mad. They're like, you put this on our streets? That was powerful.
Yeah, yeah. When he came down to South Central at Locke High School.
I want to get your take. We'll start talking about that some.
Well, you know, he came to South Central because it was such an hour in South Central L.A. You know, blacks were mobilizing, and they wanted something done. You know, they wanted answers. People had kids in prison, and I mean, you know, it really devastated the black community. You know, right now we have 600,000 black men in prison for selling drugs. No violence, you know, not rapes, not robberies, just drugs, you know, marijuana, cocaine. And these people wanted the answers. They wanted to know, why were their kids taken away so long? You know, I have about 11 friends that's been in prison right now 26 years from selling drugs, 20, maybe even 30 some of them. So people wanted answers. And Dutch felt that it would be better to address it than to let it keep simmering. And a big mistake he made, you know, by coming to South Central and confronting those people, because they really gave it to him.
We're going to play the clips of Mike Rupert and others. I guess it was Maxine Waters visiting you in your cell. Who was the congresswoman that was there at that
time? Juanita McDowell. Maxine Waters was there, too.
That's right. Okay, I'm going from memory here.
They both was there.
But they did find the clips. We'll play those when we come back, and we'll give the phone number out so you can have your questions and comments, and we'll take your Twitter questions at Real Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For months, the InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has been completely sold out. Now, we have finally procured a limited supply from one of the leading manufacturers of nutraceuticals in the nation. But here's what's truly exciting. While we could simply sell the Survival Silver for its already discounted shelf price, we have decided to give back to you, the listeners, who make it all possible with a pre-Black Friday mega sale. We are launching this mega special with an unprecedented 20% off and free shipping on all Silver Bullet across the board while supplies last. And to help everyone stock up before the next shortage, when you buy 4 bottles of Silver Bullet, you will receive the 5th one absolutely free. That's on top of the 20% off savings and free shipping. Finally, if supplies hold, we will extend this special out to Cyber Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, we've never done anything like this before. Find this mother of all specials and others I've not yet announced yet at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I am a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, and I work South Central Los Angeles, and I will tell you, Director Deutsch, emphatically and
very quickly. Can you speak further into the mic, sir? These mics don't seem to be...
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
If you don't like what's going on here, please leave now. No, leave now, because there are others who do want to hear what's going on in this room. Well, you're playing.
All right, you can watch an hour of that famous C-SPAN footage, and of course, it made Deutsch resign a few weeks later. And then it caused an inspector general report, and they admitted it. It all came out. That's the thing. People say, oh, government involvement in 9/11 would come out. It has. Government involvement sterilizing people would come out. It has. Government involvement shipping drugs in would come out. It has. It came out in the 60s on the opium, the heroin in Southeast Asia. It's come out in Afghanistan. It went from 7% of world opium production in Afghanistan to 93%. That's the UN's own report after our liberation of it. I don't need to play the Fox News clips again or CNN or ABC, them admitting our troops guard and grow the opium. Do you understand that, folks? And then if your son or daughter is dumb enough to get on heroin, God forbid, or unlucky enough, they're going to throw them in jail when they shipped it in? That's crazy. That'd be like if you were a mafia don and ordered one of your guys to go rob a bank, and then the mafia don shows up in a police outfit and takes you to jail for robbing the bank when he publicly ordered him to do that. Freeway Ricky Ross is our guest. He wouldn't sell out Gary Webb and others, so they kept him in prison a lot longer than he should have been there. And again, I don't glorify drug dealing, but it's the fact that it's illegal that puts all this money into it. You regulate it. You make it a shameful thing to do. You don't have all these Hollywood movies promoting it on purpose to prime the pump, and it will go away. Areas of Europe have done that, and drug abuse has gone down about 50%. So it's because I don't like drugs. Folks, I don't use drugs. I get prescriptions sometimes, you know, if I'm sick. I drink coffee. I drink tea. Occasionally I drink beer or wine. But, I mean, that's it. It's the drug dealers that are currently operating in government and big banks and then low-level ones. They don't want it to be made legal or decriminalized. Rick Ross is our guest. We're going to be taking your phone calls coming up. It's the Sunday phone number today. We're running the whole show out of our operation. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Callers for Rick Ross, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we've got your Twitter questions coming in at hashtag Rick Ross. Just tweet at us with hashtag Rick Ross on the IW chats at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. We've already got some of those questions pouring in. Rick, other points you want to make, and then I know you want to get into hip-hop, that you say is the new crack cocaine epidemic culture war machine. And then I've got some amazing testimony I can give you on that exact fact, backing up what you have to say. Tell folks what you told me off-air.
Well, I believe that what they've done is they've taken hip-hop and they've made it glorious to be a drug dealer. You know, when I sold drugs, I hid. I didn't want anybody to know I sold drugs. But now they got these guys who've never sold drugs, technically. You know, one guy was a correctional officer who goes by the name of Rick Ross now. He took my whole identity, and the court said that he could do it. And he could prance around the country and say that he's me and take my whole life and use it, and there was nothing I could do about it. I can't stop him.
He even grew a beard just like you.
Everything. So now they take these guys, and these guys say, well, I got to the position that I'm in right now today by selling drugs. So the message that it tells our kids is that if you go out, you sell drugs, then you can become a great rock star like myself and never go to prison. And I think that that's a false message to be given people who feel hopeless.
And notice, they don't indict the people that are fake and claim all that. No, no, they want them out there like a lantern fish has that light to get the little fish to swim over so they can eat them.
Exactly, and that's what I believe. I mean, if I would have gone on tape and said, oh, yeah, I sold 300 kilos of cocaine, and now you got me admitting that I did that, they would indict me for it. But the way they're doing it now, they're saying it's just art form. It's just a form of art, and I believe that it's sucking in our kids, and you know, you turn on the radio, and it's just filled with it. And
what do you want to say to Rick Ross? Because you'll probably see this video.
Well,
fake Rick Ross.
I would tell him that it's time to change, that it's time to tell the kids the truth, you know, and let them know that technically he's never sold drugs and that he didn't get his money from selling drugs, that Universal gave him the money to do the things that he's doing, that it's okay to admit that you never did that, and not let our kids believe that they can go out and sell drugs and never pay a penalty for doing that.
Does it make you angry to see him doing that?
Well, really, the whole culture. I mean, I'm disappointed in the whole culture. Really, not really him, because I don't think that he understands what he's doing. To him, I believe that he's making a living, and he's almost like I was when I sold drugs. So he don't understand the...
But you were actually doing it and taking the risk. He's out there selling this culture and this idea where young kids are going to go out and get their lives ruined or killed. In my book, that's a lot worse than what you did.
It cost me.
At least you had your butt hanging out there.
Yeah, and they're getting it to maybe even more people than I did. I mean, you know.
Well, notice, though, even though these guys are fake gangsters, they're always getting shot up and killed because real gangsters come after them, or other people that think they're gangsters come after them. It's totally sick.
It is. It is. But then, you know, you go to our schools, and guess who you hear on the radio? Playing on the in a high school gym on the turntables. Guess who you hear on there? Jay-Z.
Well, I'm glad you're speaking to high schools and colleges. We need to get you to just thousands of them. We need to shut this down.
Well, you know, and you say that it's harder for me to get in with my message than it is for them. They'll pay these guys $100,000 to come there and tell the kids how much drugs they sold and how glorious it is to sell drugs, and they don't even want me on campus.
Because you're going to tell them it's the government, it'll ruin your life, don't touch it. And by the way,
you're going to go to prison forever if you don't.
And it's that message that'll keep kids off drugs. Not the one of, oh, it's sexy and fun. Yeah, you want to get involved in this. This is how you really start rolling and getting all the chicks and everything. No, you're not going to get any of that. You're going to end up getting TB in a prison cell.
Exactly. And get your lights cut off at 7 o'clock at night. Told when to get up in the morning, when to go to bed. And how to live your life.
It makes me sick.
And they're going to give you a job. Oh, you can't get a job on the street? Oh, well, they got a job for you in prison. It's called Unicor. And you're going to make money. Prison money. 25 cents an hour. And the job that you're going to be doing, skillful job. Because people on the street, well, they get $35 an hour to do that same job. But we're only going to give you 25 cents. But that's all you need. Because we're going to feed you. House you. We wash your clothes for you. You have nothing to worry about in here.
And then the good old boys sit around going, I hear they got hot tubs and cable in them prisons. I say make them work. And then they wonder why their son or daughter can't get a job in a factory because the factories are all built on the side of the prisons.
Absolutely.
For 25 cents an hour.
Yep. And then they charge you as much as 50 cents a minute for a phone call.
So you got to work 2 hours to talk to your wife or your girlfriend or your son or daughter for 2 minutes.
Yep. Absolutely. And then, you know, visits, they only let you visit twice a week.
It is such an evil plan.
And then you may be like I was, you know, where your family is in L.A. and they got you in Texarkana, Texas. So you may only see your family once a year, if you're lucky. If you're lucky.
You look like you're about to cry thinking about all those kids getting sucked in by those spiders run by Universal and all the rest of them. I mean, they're setting up webs to catch kids and put them in that prison.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When, you know, they got what they call now. I just spoke at the a conference in San Francisco. They call it from Head Start to the prison pipeline. So they say they can tell right now. They got people that say they can tell right now a kid that's in kindergarten if he's going to prison.
Well, I read a report, it was in Mainstream News in New Mexico about 2 years ago, that the biggest prison corporation in the world was financing security at the school and was there admitting they're preparing those kids to go to prison. That the whole thing is just an induction pipeline right into the prison.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can't believe it. I mean, how would people stand around and go for something like this here? I can't do it.
Well, there are people like Professor Griffin and others that are exposing what's happening in hip-hop.
Yeah, yeah. I spoke to Professor Griffin. We plan on doing some things together.
Yeah, he's a really great guy. Army veteran, really smart guy, trying to expose what's happening.
Well, you know, the record labels are not going to touch those guys, though.
Even though they're the real pioneers of hip-hop.
Absolutely, but he can't get a record on the radio. Totally underground. It's going to be up to us, you know, the people in the streets, like, you know, what you're doing right now. I mean, mainstream won't touch me. They won't give me an interview. They won't talk to me. A drug dealer in my studio? Never.
Instead, you're the real Rick Ross saying don't use drugs. And they got the other Rick Ross running around making kids think it's sexy, and they want him in the schools. That's because the spiders want to get those kids.
Oh, absolutely.
Stay there. I want to come back, get into anything else you want to cover, and take phone calls, and I'll tell you my story about the inside.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117 or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
For months, the InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has been completely sold out. Now, we have finally procured a limited supply from one of the leading manufacturers of nutraceuticals in the nation. But here's what's truly exciting. While we could simply sell the Survival Silver for its already discounted shelf price, we have decided to give back to you, the listeners, who make it all possible with a pre-Black Friday mega sale. We are launching this mega special with an unprecedented 20% off and free shipping on all Silver Bullet across the board, supplies last, and to help everyone stock up before the next shortage. When you buy four bottles of Silver Bullet, you will receive the fifth one absolutely free. That's on top of the 20% off savings and free shipping. Finally, if supplies hold, we will extend this special out to Cyber Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, we've never done anything like this before. Find this mother of all specials and others I've not yet announced yet at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your Twitter questions, your phone calls. When we start the next segment, Rick had more he wanted to say about, quote, dumbing down. He was describing it like, well, I guess training wheels on the kids right into prison. Get more into that, Rick Ross. We're talking about hip-hop and how they program the kids on how they're supposed to act.
Well, you know, like myself, Alex, they made me believe that I was dumb, that I couldn't read. And, you know, people ask me all the time, who was it? Was it my mom who didn't teach me how to read? Was it the school? Well, I don't really know. But what I do know is that I had come up with a mentality about myself that I was dumb, that I was stupid, that all I should be was a thug, and that thugging was cool. And when I looked around from my prison cell and I started to look at all my friends, that they all thought the same way. And it was this programming that put us in this position that dealing drugs and gangbanging was easy for us to accept. And I believe that hip hop is doing that right now, but on a more massive scale. The kids now, they wear their pants like we used to. They talk the things that we used to.
They're ready for prison.
Absolutely.
They're ready to be punked.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's at an all-time high right now.
It must be a joke to the CIA mind controllers to have the young guys already wearing their pants saying, hey, I'm ready to be raped. I mean, they must be really proud of the masterful job they've done. And now they're deploying that hip-hop culture into everything. It's taking over.
Oh, absolutely. Endorsements. I mean, big companies, you know, companies that wouldn't touch that type of lifestyle before, you know, is all over. Right?
They don't want to have kids wearing sports jackets and doing well and you've got a future and you're vet. No, you're crap. And now the rock and roll music's, oh, we're all dead. We have no future. Humans are crud. They need us to feel bad about ourselves and we're hurting the earth. So we roll over and basically become slaves.
Absolutely.
Other points you wanted to make before we go to break.
And that's the point that I believe right now that our kids are in. And that's why I'm out here on the streets working to let them know that, you know, I couldn't read, but I eventually started doing law. You know, I found the issue that eventually helped me get out of prison. So, you know, I wrote a book now.
And you're here warning people about drugs right now.
Absolutely.
And that's what matters is you've changed. You understand what you did wrong. And that's more valuable than somebody that never even went through the trials and tribulations. You're a veteran.
Right.
A veteran of this tyranny. And you're here seeing through the matrix now. That's a beautiful thing. It's like Christ is on the cross and he's there next to the thief and everything, and the thief apologizes, accepts it, his heart's right, and Christ says, tonight you'll be with me in paradise. But the soldiers and everybody, they just went along with it.
Yeah.
They think they're winners in this world, and they're not.
Absolutely.
Well, we've got to warn the young people to never use drugs the first time. I mean, marijuana is a gateway. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't decriminalize it just so they can't throw you in jail. But the whole drug culture is ruining people. And the prescription drugs they're pushing on kids in the schools are worse than the illegal drugs. And just stay away from them. And realize you're not empty if you get bad grades. And so you got to go to the dark side. You're not empty just because you don't have a bunch of money. You can paint. You can do music. You can go out and help people. That's what's going to empower you. Is going out and standing up to bullies, not just feeling bad because you don't live like people on television.
Yeah, we all can't be on television. It's crazy that they tell us that, you know, if you don't have a pair of Air Jordans, that you're not special.
Well, I mean, I was happier before I had all this responsibility and was, quote, on radio and TV and barely had money to buy 3 pairs of shoes a year, even though that was rich compared to poor people. I mean, I was totally happy. I was thinking back to the years when I was, you know, out of high school and stuff, and my parents were giving me no help because I didn't ask for it, really, and I was so poor. It was the happiest time of my life without all these responsibilities and the rest of it. And I'm not saying people shouldn't become successful. It's just that what matters is that you're a good person. That's the real value.
It is. It is. And that you care about others. Because when you don't care about other people, then I believe that you're the worst. And a lot of people that's in power right now, they don't care about anything but your dollars. You know,
like they enjoy hurting people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a diabolical plan to ship heroin in to get millions of Americans addicted from the 50s on, and then to bring in cocaine, weaponize it as crack, which is a CIA recipe that was declassified, and to deploy it right into black neighborhoods. I mean, that's a nasty thing to do.
It is, absolutely. To a people that doesn't have, that's hopeless.
And then to sell them thug culture, because let me tell you, you know, I'm downtown Austin, and there's, you know, basically, I call them black Klan members, or whatever, just black thug culture. There's white thug culture as well, but they've been sold it's okay to hate white people. I mean, it's, you know, it's, but I don't, I see the plan, though. I see the whole programming to make them like that and to make them hate me, and then I realize how it's all to divide everybody so the system can manage us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's diabolical.
Absolutely.
That is sick. That is mind control. So we've got to transcend it, ladies and gentlemen, and defeat it. We'll get your take on what I just said when we come back. Rick Ross, go right to your phone calls and your Twitter questions. I'll stop hogging him right now. His website is I Am The Real.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Rick Ross is our guest. We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. There was one other point we got talking about fluoride in the water. What was the other point you wanted to make, you were saying?
I lost my thought, man.
We're having the real discussions here during the breaks. I thought so many times for the TV audience, I ought to have a button I can hit whenever I'm not eating or making a phone call where we can put live cams in here during the breaks.
Yeah,
that's where the really good discussions are happening.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. But, you know, we done touched on so many good points, man, and I'm just excited, you know, that you have me here and that we're touching on some of these points. You know, one of them, too, you know, Obama, he wrote in the 18-1 crack law, you know, where it was 100-1 for crack and powder, where it had already been proven that powder and crack are identical drugs, except one is smokable and one is not smokable. So about a year ago, they changed it 18-1, but they should have made it 18-1, and then they should have made it retroactive. You know, say if a guy has been in jail 25 or 30 years, but if it was 18-1, he would only got 5 years in prison. so they would owe him some time, he would be released.
Well, I totally agree. If you're nonviolent, you should be released, period, because the government shipped it in to begin with. It'd be like if your judge was the guy that sold you the cocaine, and then now he's presiding over sending you to jail for life. That's what it is. It'd be like if Hitler ran the Nuremberg trials. I mean, it's just, it's pure bull. I mean, end it.
It is. And then they own the prisons.
I remember. I've talked to two major rock stars, and it's not the two that you've heard on the show. I've talked to two major rock stars, and then I've talked to some hip-hop folks. They all say that they've heard the same stories, and some of the memos have come out about the CIA behind rock and roll to create the revolutions, you know, behind bringing the LSD in. That's been declassified, but in the early 90s, they said, look, rock's going to be dead. Get ready. We're going to bring in hip-hop. And we're going to gangsterize it. This is from the guys upstairs. The government wants this. Sumner Redstone at Viacom has been ordered to do this. And and big managers and people were all brought in. And they said, you better start flipping to this. That's why you saw a lot of heavy metal guys start doing rap albums and, you know, getting other folks in with them and things. Because they were told, we're going to play these on the record. And we're going to put this on the air. And then I talked about my personal self. I experimented here and there once or twice with hard drugs. Always had such horrible hangovers that I, you know, methamphetamine a couple times, cocaine a few times. I'm on record about that. I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
I've always been a nicotine alcohol type guy, and that I've transcended pretty much as well. Don't even smoke cigars anymore because I always get back on cigarettes when I do. But long story short, Sheriff McWhorter, who later got busted, he was flying drugs into the Rockwall Airport. We lived in the richest county in Texas, right outside Dallas, Rockwall on the Lake. And I would be at affluent people's houses for a party when their parents are out of town. You know, the cheerleader down the street's having a party. All 14-year-olds are over there. And then there'd be 16-year-olds and 18-year-olds would come over. Wild parties, you know, pool parties. And the police car would pull up. And then they'd come in and go, we got the weed, we got the ecstasy, we got the methamphetamine, we got the... And I'd be like, whoa. You know, and because they had money. And right. So many times the cops in cars would deliver the drugs. So I'd get pulled over a couple of years later when I was driving. This is why we had to move to Austin. I've told them this has been in Esquire. It's been in Texas Monthly. They didn't believe a lot of it. Went and checked and went, wow, there were a bunch of busts in the Rockwall PD and the county and flying in cocaine.
I remember that. It was in the newspapers and yeah. I read it.
So they were flooding it with drugs. And they would want to search my car. And I'd go, man, I saw you 2 years ago deliver drugs, and they would beat me up, take me to jail, threaten to hang me, told my dad's lawyer, move out or we're going to kill him, basically.
Yeah.
And a couple of years, we moved out, and then later the feds came in and busted him. But, again, that's the big drug dealer busting the little drug dealer.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why they don't like you, Alex, because you're gonna keep it 100. You're going to let them know exactly what's going on.
Well, I wasn't saying anything about the cops stealing drugs till they wanted to search me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, you're a drug dealer. Leave my six-pack of beer alone. Oh, look, you know, like under the truck seat, those Silverados had the seat that lifted up in the middle.
Yeah.
And there was the six-pack. We weren't even drinking and driving. We were going to a party. And they're like, all right, I got you. Minor in possession. I was just like, you're a drug dealer.
And almost like the fox watching the hen house, huh?
Well, yeah, it's like, you're a drug dealer. You're going to give me a ticket and take my beer? Those cops would just go, ugh! They arrested me 3 times doing that.
Wow.
They would beat me up that bad. They'd slam my head in the wall, and they'd take me there and go, listen.
They didn't beat you with a flashlight.
No, you've been beat up before.
I've been beat with a flashlight while I was handcuffed and let the dog bite me while I was handcuffed. I mean, these guys are wow with you know, these, what do you call them, cowboys?
Yeah.
Drug enforcement agents. You know, they're just out there, man.
Most of them are dealers.
Yeah, running rampant and you know, ripping off the public because they're not solving the problem.
Well, now they're so arrogant, even the New York Times reports on it. They're taking people's cash out of their wallets that have no criminal record, no drugs. They just go, oh, $2,000 in your wallet? Bam, I'm taking it.
Well, you know, Gary stopped that, too. You remember they used to have a forfeiture? Remember the forfeiture
law? He got it kicked out of the states, yeah.
He made them change their forfeiture laws. You know, before they could pull you over and say they found a joint in your car, and they could take your car and forfeit it. When you go to court, and the court throw your case out, and you never go to jail and never found guilty.
He did get it reformed, but now they came back where the feds federalize it, and they do it now through the police. But Gary did do so much. Let's go to these calls here. Folks, get his book. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can go to FreewayRick.com or IAmTheRealRickRoss.com and get the book, Rick Ross, The Untold Autobiography, and give it to the young people in your life, especially any that are getting on drugs. Donnie McClure asked the question on Twitter, can you elaborate on the rapper Rick Ross and how he sold your image? I think you already answered that. And do you like his music? Do you like his music?
I do. You can't help it. I mean, they have a formula that they're doing with this music. And you know, our heart beats off of a rhythm. So
they manipulate us, yeah.
Absolutely. So, and then you hear the music, if you turn on the radio, and I don't really listen to the radio and I like it, you know, because you can't help but hear this music everywhere you go. You know, you're in the elevator, you hear it, you're in the supermarket, you're riding down the street and somebody else is playing in the car.
Well, that's what makes me mad is my kids can't help but like it.
Absolutely.
And if the message was good, it'd be great, but it's weaponized. The message is bad.
Yeah, it's not motivation, uplifting, you know, telling that you can be somebody special and that you are special no matter what situation.
No, it's like you got to be a gangster slinging the rock, the hose, the, you know.
You got it.
Yeah. Rick Ross, did you do any business with the CIA? Well, that's a silly question.
Not knowingly.
Yeah, they had an intermediary between you and them.
Yeah. Danilo Blandon, the CIA operative, is what they call it. He's not an agent, but he's an operative.
It's a membrane. Do you know Henry Hill was or ever met Henry Hill? And if so, how much of a piece of bleep was he? I don't know who that is.
No, me either. Never heard of him.
All right. We've got more Twitter questions coming in. We're going to go to calls. MKT says, what was your first major purchase after making all your drug money?
My first major purchase? I bought a piece of property that I built a motel on.
That's smart. Adam Russell asked on iChats, Rick, do you think the government was involved in creating the fake rapper's persona to basically troll you? I don't think Rick Ross came up with that.
I don't know if they did it to, I don't know what troll me mean, but what I know that happened is they gave it him authenticity, you know, where it was.
They said it was authentic.
Yeah, where in my community, I'm a legend. You know, people's mothers and fathers had talked about me, so it had already been ingrained in people that Rick Ross was something, and so when the name came out, people automatically liked that name because they. They looked at me as almost like a Robin Hood.
Well, Rick Ross rolls off the tongue. It sounds cool.
Yeah. So when they did him, he already had love for the community. The community already had love for him. I don't know if you know who Freddie Fox is, but Freddie Fox told me one time, he was like, man, when I heard that Rick Ross was performing in New York, I went to the show. And when I got to the show, I see this guy, and I was like, that ain't none of my man. You know, that's it. So they already had a love for Rick Ross. And what he did is he got that love that the streets had for me, you know, because I was a gangster. I was out there in the streets, and that's what they wanted. And he fitted that role. So,
what are some of the things that motivate you today, KDEE asked?
Well, redemption, you know, to redeem myself, to show young people that no matter where you at today, that you can always improve yourself and become a better person.
How do you pronounce that caller's name? Vladislav? Then we're going to go to Vladislav here in just a moment. But let's go to Vladislav now in Washington. You're on the air with the real Rick Ross.
Hello, Rick. My name is Vladislav here in Battleground, Washington. My question is very basic to you. Basically, what motivated you to deal the drugs with the CIA, and afterwards, what changed your mind?
But has anybody been listening? He didn't know he was dealing drugs for the CIA until it came out in court, because the operative that his was a supplier from the Air Force base hadn't told him that. So I don't mean to answer his question for you, but I mean, what motivated you to deal drugs? I think you said that. Money, right?
Poverty, money. Yeah, I was tired of my mom struggling and not having food in the refrigerator. There's been days that me and my brothers and sisters woke up and there was nothing in there to eat.
I've got a question to ask you. Thank you, caller. I appreciate it. I'm not trying to be mean. He just answered that. What does your mother think, kind of like that Scarface story, what does your mother think when suddenly you had all this money?
Well, you know, my mom put me out of the house when she first found out I was dealing drugs. You know, my mom was a diehard Christian, And, you know, first thing came to her mind, oh, you're going to hell forever. So she threw me out the house. But when she did, I was already ghetto rich. I had $100,000. So everybody in the neighborhood wanted me to come to their house and stay. But eventually she started to succumb to the money. You know, I bought pulpits for the church and air conditioners. And, you know, I remodeled her house where she didn't have holes in the floors and had exterminated, you know, put the tent over to get rid of the rats and the roaches. And I was still her son. So no matter what happened, you know, she still loved me and adored me. So our relationship never changed.
That's right. There's nothing more powerful than the flesh. Flesh of my flesh. Let's go to Julio in Wyoming. Julio, welcome to the airwaves with Rick Ross.
What up, Julio?
Hey, what's going on, Rick Ross? I first learned about you in college when I was a sophomore, when I first heard about Alex Jones. And I want to say God bless you for what you're doing and speaking out against the drug culture. Studying media in college, it's clear we have this predictive program society. A quick story I want to share, just living in Wyoming for a couple months. I've interacted with someone who I work with at my radio station. His brother-in-law, he works for a pharmaceutical company, and he legally, I use air quotes on that, legally purchases methamphetamines and cocaine for the big drug manufacturers, and they go all over the country to pick up legal purchases. But I completely agree with what you and Alex are talking about with predictive programming. There was a movie that came out, a couple of years ago, Two Guns, with Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg. And, again, they kind of just threw it in our face.
They just admit the CIA's bringing the drugs in. It's all just flapping it in our face.
They admit the Army, the Air Force, they're all doing this. My question to you, Rick Ross, is what's one of the biggest keys for us to talk to the youth about drugs? Here in Wyoming, the Native American culture, they're in a huge rat hole because of methamphetamine use, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which is basically the FBI for Native Americans, they're the ones who are helping push methamphetamine use here. So how do we talk to the people? How do we even engage the police officers? Schaumburg, Illinois, a big suburb of Chicago, recently they've been caught stealing drugs themselves and stealing it from drug dealers and pushing it on the culture.
Well, that's it. And look, they have to stop. They got rid of alcohol prohibition. Now they brought in this new prohibition. And now they want to grab our kids. And it's just there's never enough. And they laugh on TV and pass Obamacare. That's a giant screw job. I mean, this thing is out of control. They're killing the golden goose. Rick Ross, how do we stop the drug war?
I think what you're doing right now, Alex, is a start. This is how you got to get started. Because, you know, you're talking about fighting the 1,000-pound gorilla. And you're not going to whoop him, you know, just going head up with him. And you got to sit down and think and talk like Alex is doing right now. And, you know, most people don't even want to talk about these issues. You know,
You got to force it out there till everybody knows. And it's starting to happen.
Yeah. And once you start to do that, then you can start attacking it, because when people are dumb, and remember how I was? I was dumb, illiterate. You know, I never read a book, you know, never heard of Alex Jones or nothing. I didn't know anything. So anything that somebody brought to me, I went for it. You know, they bring it to you. Oh, this is for you. It's good for you. Take it and use it. And this is how you do it. And then you find yourself caught up in stuff that you never thought you could have been.
Well, see, my dad and mom were big into history. And so my dad would tell me when I was young, no, the government brings in the drugs. Here's the biggest Brzezinski's book where he admits it. And when you're old enough, read it. And I mean, and I just thought everybody knew this stuff, and then there were the police dealing drugs, just like my dad said, and then I've had Serpico on. What do you think about his story? You know, they just, police shot him in the face.
Yeah, I mean,
because he didn't want to deal drugs.
I mean, that
he said the entire New York Narcotics Department then were all dealing drugs.
Wow.
I said, what percentage? He said 100%.
Wow.
Everyone he knew, and then he was even letting them deal the drugs. He just said, and they still tried to kill him.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Thank you, Julio. Let's go to another caller here. Jacob in Missouri. Go ahead. You're on the air with Rick Ross.
Yeah, how you guys doing? I just got a quick question for each one of you. You can just bear with me real quick. I don't use this word at all, but this is an epic, epic interview. This, you know, just like workout interview right here. But real quick, Mr. Ross, I literally did a fist pump when I heard you say that you're getting ready to do something with Professor Griff. I have four brothers. A couple of us, you know, we're so much alike, we don't get along. A couple of us, we don't see eye to eye on everything. But we look and act, just, we have to drop our differences. I mean, what comes next is my question to you, and then I have a question for Alex, too. What's next? Can you just get with people like Immoral Technique, KRS-One, and just combine? Like, everybody needs to organize and get together.
Well, I agree, but Professor Griffiths wanted to work with me, but I've gotten too busy. We need to get in the system's face, and because they want to control music, and say, we know you're doing it. Here's the master plan. Here's how you laid it out. And people don't put up with these gangbangers anymore. They're nothing but soldiers of the New World Order to destroy our communities. People need to laugh at these gangbangers, not make them heroes. That's my point. Sorry.
Yeah, I agree with you that we definitely got to do that, hit them right in the face. And like I said before, what Alex is doing right now, you know, most people won't even talk to me. They don't want to sit down and debate with me what happened in my life and what I went through. What they want to do is just say, oh, you're no good, two-bit drug dealer. You should have stayed in prison for the rest of your life. You know, you shouldn't even be out of prison. They don't want to look at the facts, you know. Why I didn't learn how to read till I was 28 years old. Why was the school pushing me through? And these are the issues that need to be dealt with. You know, why are there 600,000 black men, just black men? And why this country has 2.2 million people in prison right now and I think like 50-some million on paper?
It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment. We may do some overdrive with the real Rick Ross. I'm Alex Jones.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the eve of Thanksgiving this year, I was thinking, what am I really thankful for? And I got to tell you, it's my family. It's all the blessings of liberty that our forebears secured. And it's you, the listeners of the broadcast, who've made everything we do possible. This Black Friday, I decided to bring you the biggest special we've ever offered on any of the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. I'm talking about Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver that we've been sold out of for months. This time, I doubled down and got even more. As of me taping this, on the eve of Thanksgiving, we have already sold half of it. So instead of keeping the price at its regular discounted price, we are going to give you 20% off and free shipping on single bottles. But if you get four bottles, we're going to give you the fifth one free and the free shipping. I don't know how long this special will run, but if supplies last, we will extend it out until Cyber Monday. You'll find powerful nutraceuticals like Silver Bullet and others at InfoWarsLife.com by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, this is Alex Jones wishing you all a blessed and happy Thanksgiving and thanking you all for your support of freedom. We're back, folks. We're going to do a little bit of overdrive so we can get to more of your phone calls. Stephen, James, Mike, Mark, and others. But before we go any further, some really good Twitter questions are coming in. Yeah, that's right. I forgot that headliner. It is Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us. So many good questions here. Here's a question that I want to get to. Have you ever reached out to big artists about deglorifying drug dealing, i.e. Jay-Z, et cetera? And if so, what was their reaction?
Well, I tried to reach out to everybody in hip-hop about us coming together and changing this culture and so forth. Nobody would touch me. Did have a meeting with Dr. Dre and brought up the subject, and I was cut off.
Really?
Yeah. So right now I'm out on my own.
So the man, I mean, people know, you talk about this, you push this poison culture, or the big boys aren't going to put you on the radio.
Oh, absolutely not. They're not going to touch you. You start doing the things that I'm doing, I have to sell my T-shirts, and I bought you one of my shirts, too.
Thank you, sir.
I have to sell my T-shirts and my books to pay my way around the country.
Good-looking shirt. Let me ask you a question. How do folks book you to come speak to their college, or their church, or their high school?
They can get me on Instagram or Twitter or my website, rickrossbooks.com, Freeway Rick website, and they can book me there.
I'm going to wear this shirt. I hope it's an extra large. It is.
It's an extra large.
Oh, I told you I was big. Okay. The real Rick Ross is not a rapper. I tell you, I'm going to wear this shirt.
And it's a nice shirt, too. You feel the quality?
I love that fabric.
Yeah, I use some nice cotton because I know we like nice things. So I hooked it up. And I think it's important that we send a message to all these guys. You know, everybody who's promoting this drug culture.
I like the fact that Mark Dice, one of our contributors, he really goes after Rick Ross.
I love Mark.
He's awesome. So you know who he is. Good.
Yeah, I know who Mark is. Mark is wonderful. You know, he hits me up on Twitter and Instagram, and we talk about the whole... Oh, 9 yards, and he went in on the rapper for what he did, you know, and what he's doing. And I think more people should, you know, we should not only go.
He stole your identity to sell kids on going to prison. That's got to make you mad.
Yeah, it should. Should make everybody mad. And not only mad at him, but mad at the radio stations, mad at the Universal and Warner Brothers.
Yeah, I don't think adults know what's in this music. Let me ask you another question here. I know it's a lofty task, says Brandon Bula, but will we ever see Gary Webb's third book, the person says second, but it would have been his third book, put out by InfoWars or the Real Rick Ross? Yeah, I tried to reach out to the family, but they were so scared they never talked to me after they killed him. Whatever happened to that book?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I was still in prison when all that happened,
Maybe you're the guy to reach out to the family. Have you talked to him since the movie premiere?
I spoke to – no, not since. I spoke to the wife at a link. You know, we talked for about 15 minutes because it was the first time that we had time to sit and talk outside of prison. When I was in prison, I spoke to her on the phone. So maybe I should. I got her phone number now. So maybe I'll reach out to her and ask her if we can get those notes.
Well, he had a whole book written, and he sent me a disc, but it got lost and everything.
Would you be willing to help do that?
Last time I talked to Gary, I was busy. I said, man, everybody knows the government deals drugs. I've had you on the show. I want to get you on again. He's like, no, not until my book's out. And then he called back a month later. He goes, listen, I gave you all those documents. Put them up on the site. You know, I need somebody to put this stuff on an internet site. And I was like, okay, but, and then he was like, he didn't really cuss a lot. He's like, damn it, when you're ready to do something about this, you give me a call. Bang.
And I'm sure somebody probably got those notes now, though. I'd be surprised if his wife still had that stuff.
But he was passionate. I mean, he was telling me, you need to get up.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Gary was willing to die. I mean, Gary told me before that people have died for going down this road. You know, I mean, he's like, hey, Rick, when you go down this street here, you know, like I know going down the drug street selling drugs, you could get killed. Well, Gary told me that there's been people that went down this same road that he was going down that gotten killed. He told me that.
Yeah, people like Gary Webb are true modern day heroes. And so...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Forest, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield Nason Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.